أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented a challenge to the mushrikeen and the polytheists and those who denied the truth regarding the Qur'an and who claimed that the Qur'an was a fabricated work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The challenge was in the form of presenting 10 chapters similar to the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah 15 of Surah Hud speaks of that person who is not a believer in Allah and who's only concerned of the worldly interests and worldly luxuries and the comforts of this dunya. Allah says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيرُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا. The one who intends achieving and acquiring الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, the worldly life, وَزِينَتَهَا, and its beauty, its comforts, its luxuries, that's all he is concerned about. نُوَفِّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we shall recompense such people for the acts that they do, the good acts, the acts of charity, the acts of kindness. Though a person may not have iman, they may be involved in different acts of charities and kindness and good work that they do in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we acknowledge it and we shall give them the recompense and the reward of those actions in full fiha, but in this dunya. So Allah will give them prosperity in this dunya, Allah will give them fame, Allah will give them dunyawi, worldly comforts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them health, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them supremacy, superiority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this dunya, we will give them all the rewards of the good acts that they do. We will not deprive them of it. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ. Emphasizing this, Allah says, we will not give them anything less in this dunya. They will be given all of it in this dunya. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. But in the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those are the ones that in the akhirah, they will have nothing illa an-nar except the fire of Jahannam, hellfire. وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever acts of kindness, whatever acts of good they did in this dunya, حَبِطَ, it will be nullified in the akhirah. It will not be of any benefit to them in the akhirah. And this we learn the great ni'mah and bounty of iman that Allah has blessed us with. Subhanallah. That through iman, when we do acts of kindness and we do good acts in this world, Allah gives us khair in this world as well. It's not that if you have iman and you do acts, good acts in this world, Allah doesn't give you any good in this world, but He reserves it and stores it for you in the akhirah. No. Allah gives you in this dunya, not as much as what Allah gives them perhaps, maybe not that level of luxury and comfort and popularity and fame and all of the worldly achievements and all the worldly successes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you in return in this dunya, and because you did it for Allah, iman was what motivated you to do it in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in akhirah also, you are rewarded with paradise and jannah. Allah says about them, وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا. All that they did fiha in the dunya, habit. Habit means something becomes nullified, something becomes void. وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. All that they used to do in the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will be batil, will be void. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what about that person? Referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers who believe in the Qur'an and who believe that the Qur'an was indeed revealed from Allah. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what about the one who is on a clear evidence? بَيِّنَةٍ. بَيِّنَةٍ referring to the Qur'an. The Qur'an is a بَيِّنَةٍ, a clear evidence clear evidence, clear proof min rabbihi, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yakluhu shahidu min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after the revelation of the Quran is a clear evidence and it is followed by a witness that proves its authenticity, that is from within the Quran. So one is the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is a bayina, a clear proof and evidence from Allah. And number two, yatluhu. Yatluhu follows it, comes after it. What the bayina Allah says is a shahid. A shahid is a witness that comes to testify the authenticity of something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that minhu, from within the Quran, there is something that proves its authenticity. The ulama have differed. What is that shahid, that witness, or that proof from within the Quran that proves the Quran's authenticity? They said it is the miraculous nature of the Quran. Allah spoke about it, that here's the challenge, produce 10 chapters like the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced the challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says present one chapter similar to that of the Quran. They still couldn't meet the challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said present one ayah like a verse of the Quran. Still they could not meet the challenge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that miraculous nature within the Quran, this is the view of the vast majority of the scholars, that is what is meant by that which proves its authenticity. وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِ, Allah says, and besides that, وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِ, and before the Quran, there was a book that spoke about the coming of the Quran, and spoke about the authenticity and the divine nature of the Quran. Which book was that? وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِ كِتَابُ مُوسَى. Allah says, and before it, the kitab of Musa alayhi salam, the Torah, which was an imam, which was a guide for the people, وَرَحْمَةً, and which was a source of mercy for those who adhere to its teachings. It also spoke about the authenticity of the Quran. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those, the believers, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the ones who have brought iman in this bayina, in this book that is an evidence and a proof. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whosoever will disbelieve in the Quran, min al-ahzab, from amongst the different groups that you have out there, فَالنَّارُ مَوْعِدُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is promised nothing but the fire of Jahannam in the akhirah. فَلَا تَكُوا فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ. Do not ever doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تكن في مرية. Do not ever doubt, have or harbor any doubts regarding the Quran. فلا تكن في مرية من. About the Quran. No matter how many objections may be raised against the Quran or certain aspects of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not dare doubt a single aspect related to the Quran. إنه الحق. It is undoubtedly the haq. It is undoubtedly the truth min Rabbik, that comes from your Rabb. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that most of the people do not bring iman. May Allah grant us the understanding.